Ariel Krajicek, welcome. Thank you for coming to Chai FM.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on an obscenely good set of results.
Thank you.
Just tell me, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been at school, to achieve results like that, what happened? Did you kiss the year goodbye? Did you manage to balance personal life with school life? How was your year?
I made some friends with some important people at the IB.
Well, that's certainly one way of doing it. But now the real way in terms of like how on earth does one achieve? What is it? What is it exactly? Six or more?
It was eight distinctions.
Eight distinctions.
And all of them in the top 5%. If the country and Afrikaans and English, the top 1%.
Oh my goodness me. Okay, so come, what was the secret? Besides making friends with people at the IB.
It was past papers.
Really?
Just, yeah, it wasn't, like, you know, because you only learn it so many times. But doing past papers, you get to actually put the knowledge down and see how well you know it and apply it. And see all the different questions they could ask you.
That is interesting. So it's just, I mean, because I'm so far removed from matric, but I mean, are they asking you content questions or asking you interpretation questions?
More interpretation and application.
Okay.
So like I would go and download past papers from the last 10 years and look for all the questions in our syllabus, print them and make a booklet and then do them.
That's like, it's not brain surgery to do that. I mean,
no.
That's kind of, you would have thought, wow, I'm still waiting for the trick that you haven't disclosed to us yet. Tell me something, Ariel. David let the cat out of the bag. We're talking
biomedical sciences.
What is biomedical sciences?
Yeah, so when most people hear me say biomedical, they think engineering.
Yes.
But sciences, it's in the health science faculty, but it's more the research behind medicine. So it's not the actual surgery and the doctors. It's more a doctorate of research. So like it's looking at genetics, forensic science, physiology, DNA, molecular medicine. So it's like it's the stuff that happens behind the scenes with medicine.
Very smart. So you're staying away from the patients.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Now that makes a whole bunch of sense. It really does. What I found absolutely fascinating about you is it's not as though you're just a – well, I was going to say an eight-trick wonder in terms of such superb matric results, but you also write poetry.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
So I started writing poetry probably when I was around 7, but it was just like it was like Dad went to the shops and bought me some chops, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But then like I started writing more and more and more, and I had this great teacher called Dr. Quince.
Okay.
In grade 9, and he wasn't actually my teacher, but I started doing philosophy and creative writing, and it started, like, you know, he showed me lots of, like, you know, writers and novelists and philosophers, and it got me much more into it. And so I started writing more advanced poetry, entering competitions, publishing things, and just going from there.
Talk to us about this publishing, having published poetry. I mean, where do we find you? And
so I published one in grade 9 in an American anthology. So I have this website I write on, and they had a thing. They said, you can put forward a poem and we'll see if we want to put in an anthology. And it was, that one was Free Thinking Through the Flames. So it was about the power of free thinking and what it does. I look back at it now and I'm not very impressed, you know, because as an artist, you look back at all your old stuff and you're
It must be difficult.
You don't like it.
You're not the same person. You've changed so much.
Like you look at that and you're like, oh, this is a bit like, you know, pseudo-intellectual, trying to be clever. Like now I wouldn't write that. But, you know, that was, I don't remember what the book was called, but I think it's ad exclusive on Amazon, but I have no idea. Then I got one published in a South African anthology called English Alive, which is for high school students.
Okay.
So that one was called Falling and was about like some people trying to talk down a suicidal man jumping off like a bridge.
Oh wow. All right.
And then I've entered SACU, which is like the South African creative writing competition, and I've won it 3 times and come second once.
Who's reading poetry?
No one. That's the problem.
That's what I was thinking, because honestly, it's just too difficult.
Yeah,
you
it's
kind
just
of,
not.
You guys hide it away. You craft it. You make it too difficult. You specifically choose a word that has 13 allusions to all sorts of other things. And if you're not smart, you don't get it. Having said that, I've been to some live poetry readings, which is funky, happening, cutting edge stuff. And that's different. That does talk to people.
That's the more slam poetry kind of. Like slam poetry, the open mic nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a written poet, but for me, I try to be simple. Like, I don't like using fancy words, and I like just putting it straight on paper, what I'm feeling, Like, it's really nice for me because it helps me express my emotions. And if I'm thinking something and I want to tell someone, but there's no one there, like, I'm really angry with someone, or I'm feeling like especially passionate about a certain issue in the world, I can put it on paper. And then it's there, and like, I've got it out, and yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to your, not your results. We've spoken about your results. I want to know about your time at King David Lingsfield.
Mm.
Just give me your impressions looking back now in retrospect.
So I started in grade one. I went to Sydenham, nursery school. Started in grade one because my mom's actually a teacher in the junior school. She's a remedial therapist. So that was the obvious place to go.
Handy, yeah.
Yeah, I started there and yeah, it was great. I was much more introverted, like in grade one, two and three, and it was a bit more laid back, didn't have lots of friends. It was a lot harder.
Yeah.
Going to primary school, probably six or seven, started becoming more outgoing, became like a council member. Then I went into high school, and I think that's really like where you do came come out of your shell.
Yeah.
Like, I went to camp for the first time, you meet lots of people, became a student leader, like that's where you have your space to come out of the shell, and especially being a student leader in the cultural committee where we can try and like foster love for the culturals, because it is dying out, sadly.
Yeah, no, I hear you loud and clear. Your future, this biomedical degree that you're going to be undertaking, is that going to be in Joburg? Is it going to be in Cape Town? Is it going to be in Stellenbosch? Where is it going to be?
I'm starting at Wits, and I'm going to do the 3-year degree there. Then honors, I might want to go to Cape Town because they have neuroscience there and don't have it at Wits, but I might want to do genetics. There's so many different fields. And then I do want a master overseas.
Okay, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Because it just isn't the most happening field in South Africa. But it's just impossible to get an undergraduate scholarship overseas.
What I find also pretty amazing about you, because I did read the article in News 24 about you today, and it did mention that one of your aims in doing this degree was also the will and the desire to help others, and I just thought that was pretty amazing.
My original desire was to be a psychologist, but then I was like, no, it's gonna take too much out of me. Like, I put myself forward a lot, so I was like, if I'm a psychologist, I'm going to be burnt out.
Okay.
So I thought, I want to help people, but at the same time, I want to feel that's innovative and constantly changing and learning new things, because I love knowledge, and I always want to find out new things.
I am just so impressed with you and what you achieved, and the fact that you are just so unbelievably rounded. Ariel, if you were a company, I would buy shares in you now because I would cash out in a couple of years' time. Of that, I have got absolutely no doubt. Good luck in your future endeavors, and thank you so much for coming into Chai FM.
Thanks for having me.